All right, what's up, everybody? Matt Berrigan, and we're doing another edition of the Benefit Your Life podcast. I'm here with Travis and Amy, and we're going to have some fun today. So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, Travis has been working with me, and me and him just got done sparring some rounds, so my head's a little frazzled. But, yeah, but I'm feeling good, feeling good. You got any injuries?
No, my nose is a little sore, and my lips cut up.
Yeah, bit, yeah, my lips cut up too, and my nose was bleeding too, like real, real bad, and yeah, could have been worse, but, and I can chew like with my mouth guard on, but I can't chew without it right now, without it hurting, so I think I'm going to have to just wear a mouth guard the rest of my life. And I don't know how else I'll consume food.
Yeah,
you know, clenching so hard.
Yeah,
I got that same effect.
I think it's because that first round I didn't even wear it. I didn't even think to do it. So Amy, how's the job search going for you?
It's slow going.
Slow going.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're making the podcast work, and
yeah,
we're making your podcast is going pretty well.
It's going pretty well.
I've been listening to it regularly.
Yeah,
yeah, the Who Cares podcast.
Good, you
and,
like it?
I love it.
Good,
I love it.
Good,
I love it. And almost more than hearing myself talk, you know. So, yeah,
awesome.
But so what have you been working towards?
As far as job search stuff goes,
yeah,
looking at a few jobs that, you know, are both interesting to me and also practical for me to get with my skill set. So it's kind of definitely having to adjust what I'm looking at depending on what I see and, you know, what it pays and stuff, which is always a bit of a tough compromise sometimes, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, just keep going with it.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I've had a lot of people coming into my life recently who have just been like, oh, I quit my job. Oh, cool, congratulations, you know. So I just thought that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And
I've had a couple people have that. My aunt and uncle, they just left the business that they started.
Like, really?
Yeah, like, or they just gave their notice, which is pretty crazy because they, you know, it's a super lucrative business, but they want to move in a different direction, so.
And what were they doing?
They started a school for computer animation in Orlando, Florida, the Dave School, so they're going to be, yeah. They sold that, and they're going to be moving on to do other animation stuff. So,
well, they must have more opportunity in front of them, you know?
They're very driven, so.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was looking for things to talk about on the podcast today, Benefit Your Life, and I came across in my news feed 20 inspiring quotes from Mahatma Gandhi. All right, and this is the first time I'm going to read them, but I bet they're going to be good. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Because, I mean, you want to live for the now. You want to live in the moment. You could, you know, you could very well die tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you definitely got to learn in the process and not just go and live life and not, you know, amount to anything. I don't know how else to elaborate that. It's pretty, you know, straightforward there. Second one. A man is but a product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. And
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, your thoughts really do control your actions and control which, you know, where you go in life. If you're having a negative mindset and you're going to have a negative life.
Yep.
Yeah. I found too, if you're always talking negative, always thinking negative, you also attract very, very negative people.
Oh, for sure.
So then it's just a downhill battle.
Yeah. and
her uphill battle.
Sorry. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you're going downhill.
Yeah, you're going downhill from there.
It's going downhill. So you got to find more and more positive people. Yeah. And Matt's positivity push. You know. So, third one, and this is one I actually have hanging in my gym. So I'm happy to see this. Be the change that you want to see in the world. So, you know, if you want to see something different in the world, you have to be that something different.
Yeah.
You know,
and don't just talk about it.
Do it. Yeah.
Lead by example.
Yes. Yeah. Walk the walk. Number four, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. I like that. Mm-hmm. Because if you're having, like, you know, negative feelings towards something, you're still hung up on something that, you know, you don't want to forgive somebody, you're not, I mean, it's going to be unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
And it's definitely better to just be like, fuck it, you're gone from my life, I don't care, and then just go do your own thing, mm-hmm. you know? All right, five. I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet.
Hmm.
Okay, so I think that goes back to the negative thinking.
Yep.
And, yeah, so you don't want any negative thoughts going through your head, because negativity, you know, breeds negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And life is actually images of the mind expressed. And that's a quote I got from a book that's not from Gandhi. Number six. Strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will. So if you really, really have the will for something, if you want it to be done, well, I mean, I don't even want to use the word want it, because you can't want and have at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're like polar opposites.
That's true.
You know, if you really think about it, because like if I want something, I don't have it. I'm in the pursuit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you always going to be in the pursuit of it, or are you going to be in the state of having? You know?
Right.
So I try to avoid the word want whenever possible, and I try to pay more attention to my thoughts and words,
mm-hmm.
because I want to have. I want to be a doer, not a wanter. You know, there's so many people that tell me they want to come and work out. They want to go check out my gym. Okay, well, I mean, are you a doer or are you a wanter, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I went way off topic from that quote, but that's okay.
That's okay.
An ounce of patience is worth more than a tone of preaching. Not even sure what tone means. T-O-N-N-E.
Oh, then a ton.
Ton?
Yeah.
Ton, what does that mean?
Like a ton, like a...
Yeah, like weight.
A measurement, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was T-O-N. Ton.
It might be a different... I don't know. Let's look it up.
Yeah. But you know what? That would make sense, because an ounce...
Yeah.
So it is a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
But definitely look it
Let's
up.
Let's see how much a ton is.
2,000 pounds.
Ton, if it, it's, if it's British.
Ton. T-O-N-N-E.
Yeah, it's...
That's weight?
The metric, 1,000 kilograms... Approximately 2,204 pounds.
So England just spells everything wrong.
Yes.
Like, they spell color with a U.
Yeah.
You know.
They like throwing U's in
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. Double N's, too, I guess. You know. So, being more patient is better than not being patient and just talking all the time and talk.
Yeah.
And I feel like you probably had a thought to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean... Like, I mean, you could relate it to, like, the whole fighting thing. Mm-hmm. That's not the best example, but,
well,
I mean, patience with, like, the whole MMA thing and stuff, instead of just going in there without a game plan.
Yeah.
And just throwing wild.
I never go in with a game plan. Actually, that's not entirely true. I think my game plan is just try to hit you more than you hit me.
Yeah.
And... You know, because if you get hit, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So, game plan is to hit you.
When I first started doing it, I noticed that the best way to describe it is I was incapable of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, punch and don't get punched.
Yeah.
And I've noticed now that we've been doing it more anyways, mm-hmm. I've noticed now that I can actually, like, think, okay, if he's stepping in like this, maybe I should do this or circle this way.
Yeah.
Circle out this way, back up, come back in. And I was actually going to say that earlier. I noticed that I'm actually capable of thinking now.
I was actually going to say I noticed that too.
In the midst of it.
From, like, the beginning when we would first start doing that and start, you know, sparring. I've noticed that you're able to read what I'm doing a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I usually just go and, like, you know, kind of fuck around and, you know, try to dance around and, like, I punch you in the leg, you know? Like, I don't know. No, I've never seen anybody just punch you in the egg.
Your body, though.
Do I?
I don't know if you hear me. It's like...
If I hit you hard, it's really just because I'm scared. Like, if I'm worrying that I'm going to get hurt, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to just hit you harder so I can be safe.
Well, it works.
All right. Change yourself. You are in control. Well, that makes sense. You know, you
yep.
control your own life. And
yep.
you can design your life the way you want it to be. See the good in people and help them. All right. This is something I feel I do pretty well, is seeing the good in people
mm-hmm.
and trying to help them.
Yeah.
However, most people, it seems like, don't want help. It seems like,
yeah.
you know, they kind of want to just do their own thing and keep living in the path that they're living
mm-hmm.
and not take any action or make any changes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you can only go so far with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to end up in a like a negative ditch, I guess. Like, I guess
yeah.
the dirty feet quote
yeah.
through your mind is a good thing to fall back on, because you don't want to end up in like a negative pit trying to continuously encourage the person to, like, say, come to the gym and work out. But
yeah,
yeah, I always like doing that, trying to find the best in people and trying to encourage them.
Yeah. yeah. And you do well with that too.
Yeah.
I see you with clients and it's awesome.
Nice.
It's awesome. Like, you know, you're talking about how you were thinking about being a counselor, you know, before
yeah.
getting into this. It's very similar to being a counselor, except you're adding in physical fitness
right.
and you're helping people.
Yeah, I've actually
like,
noticed that.
Yeah. So like the podcast we did last week, like I had Amy and Jess were giving me relationship advice and all of this, teaching me how to figure out women.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say I'm still confused, so I don't know. But
it takes time. It
yeah,
takes time.
Yeah.
If you ever figure it out, write a book.
Yeah,
yeah right?
If I you know, I bet if I decided to write a book on it, I would figure it out a lot quicker.
Probably.
So I might have
I don't
to do
know.
That.
Maybe.
It might be a in the future idea. You
yeah.
know? I have this folder back at the gym. It's called In the Future Folder.
Uh-huh.
Because I have all these ideas all the time. And,
yep.
you know, I will just, like, I'll write it down. I'll put it in there and be like, well, you know, if it comes up in the future, we'll make it happen. But for right now, this cannot work. It's like
yeah.
way too different of a direction, you know. But, yeah, so what I was relating that to was, like, I've seen, you know, good in these, you know, crazy girls that
mm-hmm.
Ended up, you know, and I try to help them and,
yeah.
you know, whatever, you know, whatever they're going through, and I like to try to make people happy,
mm-hmm.
and it always ends up not good. So, I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm going to help the people who want my help.
There you go.
And everybody else, fuck them. But I know somebody's going to listen to this and be like, oh, you fuck you, you know, talk all kinds of shit on me, say I'm a bad person. Whatever. I'm not going to argue with you. Do whatever you want. You know, I'm here to help you if you want help, but if you don't want my help, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Without action, you aren't going anywhere, which I think segments perfectly to what I just said.
Yep.
So, yeah, you got to take action, and
mm-hmm.
you got to make the choices you got to make in order to get where you want to be.
Yeah.
Take care of this moment. I like this because it reminds me that I need to live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the only time that truly does exist. So you gotta enjoy it and make right now the best moment you can. Be congruent, be authentic, be your true self.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, you too.
You too, because I mean, you don't want to spend your time trying to be somebody else. You want to be you.
Exactly.
Continue to grow and evolve. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You want to always be improving.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, that's how results are made, is by improving. A no uttered from the deepest conviction is better than a yes uttered merely to please, or worse, to avoid trouble.
I like that one.
Yeah. I do too, and I think this quote will go very good for someone. I'm not going to say her name, but she'll know exactly that I'm talking about her.
Read it again? I kind of messed up my bad.
A no uttered from the deepest conviction is better than a yes uttered merely to please, or worse, to avoid trouble. So you don't want to just say yes to try to please somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what makes you happy, and not, you know.
And what you believe. I'm a big fan of conviction.
Conviction.
Having, that was one thing my mom always said when we were younger, was to have the courage of your convictions, which I always like, because it just, be yourself, you know? Like, don't be afraid to say what you think and, you know?
Speak your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of why I like doing the podcast, because I get to speak my mind. And if you don't want to listen, don't listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm not making anybody listen to my podcast, you know? And then another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is I've had people tell me they don't want to listen to the whole thing because it's an hour long. Well, I mean, think about how long, you know, people sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
You know, like 3 hours at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And you can listen while you're driving. You can listen while you're at the gym.
Yeah.
You can listen while you're, you know, I don't know, doing whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah.
And there's always a pause button.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
You know?
I love podcasts that are at least an hour long. You know, I feel like it is a good time. Like when I was working, I could just throw my headphones in and listen to it, and you can pause it and you can drive around and listen to it and do all that. There's no, there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
A restriction.
Yeah. And like, honestly, we're doing one a week.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't listen to an hour in a week, but you can watch 5 hours of TV every night. I don't know. That math doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's going to choose what they choose, you know?
Yep.
We had 54 downloads last week.
Yeah,
so
at least, yeah.
That was huge, and that's an at least number. And we're not even on iTunes yet.
I know. Coming soon.
So, coming soon to an iTunes store near you. All right. Number 15. Glory lies in an attempt to reach one's goal and not in reaching it.
Okay.
Glory lies in the attempt to reach one's goal and not in reaching it.
I'd argue that you could, that it would be both.
Yeah.
You know, glory could be attempting it and also reaching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's saying, like, don't get held back from failure, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That.
Because that was a little bit over my head, honestly. So I'm glad you guys had some interpretations.
Yeah, that one wasn't great.
Yeah,
not his
really.
Best quote.
No. I mean, he's got five more, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. This one I've heard a million times. An eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. So, you know, like, do unto others as they do to you, and, you know. Just because someone's being negative towards you doesn't mean you got to be negative back.
Right.
You should be positive. Positivity breeds positivity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 17. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony.
Yeah, I like that.
I've never thought of that to make sense. But I can see it now. I never connected that, so I'm definitely glad I read that. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. All right, 18. A coward is incapable of exhibiting love. It is the prerogative of the brave.
Hmm.
So, if you're too scared to show love, you won't get love, is what I'm getting from it.
Read it one more time.
A coward is incapable of exhibiting love. It is the prerogative of the brave. So you got to be brave to show how you really feel, is what I'm taking from it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. But I don't love it again.
Yeah, not his best work, you know?
Drop the ball again.
All right, 19. Nobody can hurt me without my permission.
I like that one.
Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately you choose how to react.
Exactly.
You know? And I know that's one of those things, easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're taking the time and you're being conscious with your thoughts, it'll be a lot easier than just reacting right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of people allow anger to get in the way.
Yep.
And control their lives.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy, too, you know? Like,
yeah,
I think there is something satisfying about being angry, you know? Like, it is such an easy emotion to let take over.
Yeah. Especially if you're already angry,
mm-hmm.
because then you're like, no, I want to just keep being
exactly.
angry. Don't try to convince me otherwise. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number 20. In a gentle way, you can shake the world. Not one of his best, I don't think, but...
I think that's his pacifism, kind of, you know.
Yeah. Okay, huh?
Not great, but yeah.
Yeah,
but I get it.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's something. So let's talk about this. I've been doing this lifestyle change program,
mm-hmm.
and Amy's been doing it too.
Yep.
And Travis, you're going to get in on the next wave, I think, will be good. But basically, it's just we're creating, you know, a group. Well, we created a group, and we're just helping everybody to make better food choices as we go. And we're cutting out, you know, one step at a time. You know, first thing we cut out was high fructose corn syrup. Next thing we cut out was
soy.
And then we cut out anything that said enriched or modified. And we cut out...
corn.
Yep, corn. Corn. Corn is like in everything, too.
Yeah.
You know, high fructose corn syrup, you know.
Yeah.
Corn syrup. Soy is in everything, too, which is,
yep.
like, really crazy.
Yeah.
I've had so many people telling me, like... I can't believe how much soy was in everything that
yeah.
I'm eating.
Yeah.
And it's pretty ridiculous, but, you know, 80% of our food supply is like, yeah, it's not even food.
It is crazy just what, like, things, like, I've always eaten, like, wheat bread,
mm-hmm.
like, and there's either soy or high fructose corn syrup in it, and it's like,
yeah,
you would assume... I always assumed that that was a healthier option that like than white bread, obviously, which is just straight sugar, I think. But, yeah, that was pretty great. Like, and it's even that Ezekiel bread, I
yeah.
think, has soy in it.
Yeah. I didn't
which,
even realize that at first.
I know. I was like, are you kidding?
Until I cut out soy from the group,
yeah.
I was like, oh, no, go to Ezekiel bread. That's good. It's got no preservatives.
Yeah.
It's got nothing bad. But it's got fucking soy in it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And,
That was, yeah, that was surprising.
But that's definitely still one of the better breads.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't even know.
It's tough.
All our bread is pretty fucked up, you know?
Yeah, unless you, like, make it yourself.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm sure.
So I guess the lesson to be learned there is make all your own food.
Yes.
And don't buy food from anybody. And
yeah.
every restaurant will go out of business. And everybody will be so self-sufficient. You know?
Yeah.
But really, though, I've noticed, like, because I'm making myself do the program with you guys,
mm-hmm.
and I went grocery shopping last night, and it was just, like, a huge difference from, like, normal.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of sugar, like, cookies and, like, you know, stuff like that, and So I usually just like stare at Oreos for like 10 minutes and then I decide not to buy them.
Yeah.
And then like same thing with like Reese's Cups and,
yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll walk out with like a box of Cheez-Its. But I read the ingredients on everything and I was like, well, I can't eat this because I'm going to be a hypocrite, you know. I don't want to fail, especially when I'm making everybody else succeed. So, you know, this is not only good for you guys, but it's good for me as well.
Yeah.
And like Greek yogurt, I was gonna buy some more of that, and I couldn't. There was only kinds where it said low fat, I mean, when it's low fat, usually they've taken things out, you
right.
know, like they've taken out, you know, fat and put in something else to replace it,
yeah.
you know, to make it taste good. And I looked at the sugar on there too, and it was like, holy shit, I can't even believe how much sugar is in Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It
and
is, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
And I like to drink milk. Like, I just started drinking milk again.
Mm-hmm.
And already I've stopped drinking milk again.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to find it without homogenization. I want to find it without pasteurization. I want to find
yeah.
it where the cows are fed right. And there's just really no way of knowing,
yeah.
you know, without having the cow yourself.
Yeah.
Or your neighbor having a cow, you know?
Yeah.
And even still, it's like, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
To find a clean, good source of milk.
Mm-hmm.
So I did almond milk with no sugar. And, yeah. And I'm going to just work on getting the amino acids instead
mm-hmm.
of, you know, working on getting the protein.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to Travis about this yesterday, that I'm working on becoming more vegan
mm-hmm.
as opposed to anything else.
Yeah.
Except I'm probably, like, well, I mean, yesterday I was saying I was going to keep milk, but then when I went shopping, it, like, clicked in my head. I was like, oh, I don't want that, you know? So, I don't know. But that's what I'm working on being, is more vegan, because I think it's going to be better for your body, you know, sustainable-wise, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I feel like that's probably one of the ways to go, because all these different things are so acidic. And it's not even, I mean, it's not even like, you know, the animals themselves necessarily. It's like, because of how they're raised and
yeah.
how they're treated and how, you know, they're not able to move. Like,
yeah.
you know, when you get eggs, like, the chickens are in cages, you know, sitting on top of each other and just, like, a barn full and full of cages. And all the chickens are, like shitting on each other. And they don't get to move.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sad, but, you know, we'll get off the negativity thing. So anyways, you know, that's not good for them. And
yeah.
And then, you know, the organic, you know, free range, whatever, those aren't necessarily any better. Like
yeah.
they only have like a foot more space each chicken. And it's the only way you can get good chicken eggs that are real is if you either have the chicken yourself,
mm-hmm.
or if you have like a family member or friend
right.
who raises chickens and gets eggs.
Yeah.
And lucky for me, my brother has some chickens, but I mean, they produce like one egg a day.
Yeah.
And he's got two chickens left. He had like eight, and then someone got eaten.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's what happened to us in Granville. I think he had like 10 or 12 chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough in Granville.
Oh, yeah, because so many things in the woods.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's so much.
Yeah. Well, in this case, his dog actually ate one of them.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Which was pretty crazy. But
yeah,
I wasn't expecting that. but, yeah, and then, I don't know, I'm guessing like a fox got the other ones or something,
yeah.
but Yeah.
I mean, then birds, like a hawk can come and get them. Like,
yeah.
I've even heard, like, raccoons.
Yep.
Raccoons?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They have, like,
God.
People hands. They can, like,
yeah.
open stuff.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, they're
yep.
so smart. And the chickens, too, because a friend of mine raises them. And
yep.
they'll, like, at night, if there's, like, a predator, they've kind of, like, through Darwinism, basically, they just stay still. Like, so that's their whole thing, is that they'll just sit there and not move. If there's a predator, so a predator can, if it's smart, like a raccoon or a fox or something, can just go in and just pick them.
Right.
You know, because they don't run around. They don't run away from them.
They
just
won't move?
Yeah, they just sit there.
All right. Well, that gets me on to my Matt's positive and push. Okay?
Keep moving.
All right. Yeah.
Don't be a chicken.
Yes. I think one of those Gandhi quotes said, without action, you're, you know, something, something. But anyways, my quote, okay? There's always three choices, you know. There's a good decision, there's a bad decision,
mm-hmm.
and there's indecision. Okay, good decision, obviously the best. You know, it's a good decision. second best is making a bad decision because you're at least going in a direction,
yeah.
and you can always get yourself onto a different course.
Mm-hmm.
The worst decision is indecision and
mm-hmm.
doing absolutely nothing. Unless the good decision is doing absolutely nothing and being
yeah.
patient, you know? But like when we're boxing, you know, a good decision is me try to hit you. A bad decision is me try to hit you and I get hit,
right.
you know? Indecision, you're going to just keep hitting me.
There
yeah. yeah. yeah.
Like a
so, indecision,
punching bag.
Yeah, indecision is going to get you killed, you know? So hesitation isn't good, but... we never did the sponsors, so let's get into that. First sponsor is Mike Bergen Woodwork, and it's my brother's business, and he makes these awesome wine racks,
mm-hmm.
and he makes like Jenga games and shot woods and all this other good stuff too. So any kind of woodworking thing, you know, that you need made, that's the guy to go to. Mike Bergen Woodwork. Check him out on Facebook. And of course, you know, BeFit is a huge sponsor
mm-hmm.
of what I'm doing. Because that's what I'm doing is BeFit, you know, I'm helping people to be fit, be healthy and be positive. And, I definitely need to work more on, you know, this is way off topic, but this is ADHD, you know. I got to work more on my book and figuring out what to say in it.
Yeah.
And I think what I need to do is I need to just take all of these podcasts where I'm just talking
mm-hmm.
and put it into words.
Yeah.
Because I think that'll only help. And, I mean, there's got to be information in here somewhere, you know.
I think so.
Deep down.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah.
Even if it's got to be like a quote from, you know, you or Amy or Jess
Gandhi.
Or Gandhi, you know?
He's a good one.
Yeah.
Usually.
Usually.
When he's not dropping the ball, he's
yeah,
got some pretty good quotes.
Yeah, it's been a couple. You know? He's had some good sayings here and there.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular.
No.
But,
I mean, what has he done?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
He sits and meditates.
Yeah.
And talks, you know? But honestly, I would be happy to do that. I mean, just talk and be famous.
Yeah.
And not even really having to do much. You know? But I'm sure, you know, something with world peace.
Yeah.
I wish I knew more because I know I'm going to have people, like, you know, thinking I'm an idiot for this. So, whatever. but I'll be the first one to admit I don't know much about Gandhi. So if anybody wants to, you know, send me information, I might read it. all right, next sponsor, Kangen Water, alkalized water. I have a machine in my gym. It makes alkalized water, and it is just one of the greatest things ever. And I notice a difference, you know. And I've been trying to drink a gallon a day. And I've had, everybody that's doing the lifestyle change program, I have most of them that are drinking a gallon a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have other people that are just like, you know, not doing it, and you know, they're obviously not getting their results as fast as those who are. Like Jim, like he's gone a huge way since he started with me. I know you didn't see him on his first day, but I think on his second day was when you started working with him.
Yeah.
And his stomach is like night and day difference.
Really?
It's crazy.
That's cool.
And,
yeah, and he said people complimenting on how much thinner his face
really
is.
Yeah. Yeah, and he says he feels it in his skin, too.
Like, drinking a lot of water definitely clears your skin up. You know?
Yeah.
That's definitely a huge thing.
Yeah. And
that's cool.
And then, I mean, I don't know. Let's just keep talking about people's successes, you know? So another success is actually you, Amy.
Yeah.
You know, you've lost a lot of weight since starting. And
okay.
That's been huge. Okay, yeah, you just, okay,
well.
I'm sure, you know. No, but honestly, I was actually, when Kelly came and took class yesterday,
mm-hmm.
she was telling me all about how good you look and, like, this and that and this and that. And so that's awesome. You know?
No, I like it. It's definitely, I mean, especially the program, too. Like, my husband eats a lot of garbage. He's out on the road a lot for work, and he goes to different bars and stuff, and they'll just give him food and free soda and all this stuff. And he, you know, would go to bed with a glass of soda to drink instead of water, which drove me crazy, but I'm not going to tell him what to do because it's his life. But he started drinking a lot more water now that I've started doing it too, which is awesome.
Nice.
Like, and I'm, you know, I'm proud of him for that. And,
awesome.
But yeah, and he's doing the whole thing right along with me too, and he's
awesome.
Which I didn't ask him to do. He's like, yeah, I want to do that too. So
awesome,
really cool.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. Like,
is he still drinking soda?
Definitely not as much. He's
okay.
Not like buying it. And when he gets free stuff at work,
yeah.
He's saying he's buying or he's getting water a lot of the time.
Good.
And there's some beverage he found that he was excited about because it had none of the. It didn't. It was like a juice type thing, but it didn't have high fructose corn syrup or soy. He's like,
awesome.
Now when he finds stuff that he can eat, he's excited that
awesome.
You know that everything is on there. So that's been
good.
A really cool thing with it. That just, and again, I wasn't like, you should do this with me. I was just like, I'm going to start doing this thing, and he's like, I want to do it too.
Awesome.
And
so you're leading by example.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Awesome.
And he's been really good about...
That's a Gandhi quote.
exactly. So you know a little bit.
yeah, I just read it. You know, that's
yeah,
right.
Well, you retained it. That's important.
Whole 10 minutes.
yeah, we'll see later.
Right,
if you're
glad we had thought.
No, but like for me, like I've never really been a dessert person or a sugar person, but it's weird that I've found since I have been eating stuff without high fructose corn, like I have been craving sugar. Like, I have been wanting.
You have been.
Yeah, like, I really haven't been eating it, but,
well,
but I've been craving desserts more, which is weird, because I've never been like that.
If you're craving sugar, then you should give yourself some apples and, like, some bananas,
which
you know,
is
that natural sugar.
Well, and if that Talenti gelato, you know, it's kind of expensive, but they have some that doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup or soy. And
I've never heard of it.
It's really,
it's good.
It's
where
pricey.
Do you get it?
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
Yeah,
we're hitting Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
Talenti. Talenti.
Gelato.
Gelato.
It's like ice cream.
Okay.
It's like Italian ice cream, but not all of the flavors, but I found like an oatmeal raisin cookie one that doesn't have anything in there.
Okay.
And Braden found a pistachio one that doesn't have any junk in it.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And
awesome.
Those are really, so that like every couple of nights I'll be like, yeah, I'll have a little bit of that.
Cool.
But. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been as tough as I thought, and I do like that you're learning what to look out for. Like, I've never had that, I've always been interested in like, nutrition, what I should be eating and what I should not be eating, and I feel like this definitely does make it easier to be like, okay, well, I can look out for this stuff, and if it has this in it, then I'll just avoid it for now, and, you know.
I'm very happy to be hearing that and, you know, be hearing all these positive things from everybody else who's doing the program. Because at first I was like, this is too simple to work, you know?
I think that's the thing, though. I think people do think it is harder than it actually is. Like,
right.
I feel like people do want, like, guidelines. Like, I'm definitely someone who, in any aspect, if someone wants me to do something, like, okay, well, what are they expecting me to do? What path should I be following? I think this definitely helps it. And it is easing people into it, you know? Like, there's, you know? So.
And, I think, like, you know, what makes it easier, too, I mean, it makes it easier for me anyways to have that accountability mm-hmm. because I am, like, you know, leading it, I guess, you know. And so I know I have to stay true to what I'm telling people to do.
Right.
And I'm finding a lot of things that I'm cutting out mm-hmm. and, like, the Ezekiel bread. And it's, it's amazing. But, a thought that I was having back when you're talking about your husband drinking soda
mm-hmm.
is, you know, an easy way that you can get him to stop without really, you know, telling him to stop
mm-hmm.
is you can just say, why are you drinking that? I thought you loved yourself too much to poison your body.
Yeah.
You know? And once people hear that they love themselves too much to poison themselves, it'll kind of put things more in perspective.
Yeah.
Of why am I putting this in my body if it's going to hurt me?
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly.
So, I don't know. Just a theory there. But I know that's been working well for me. Like, because I stopped drinking, it, like, for good in probably January.
Mm-hmm.
And
alcohol?
Alcohol.
Or soda. Okay.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had soda in 2-3 years.
Wow.
I have to remember how old I am, you know. My 19th birthday was the last one I had.
Wow.
And the next day, I was, like, really sick, and I had a double ear infection. And I was like, I can't drink this anymore. Like,
yeah.
I know this is poisoning my body. I'm sure, you know, there were a lot of other factors that played in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every little bit helps. Every, you know, little thing in the right direction will get you where you want to be.
Exactly. You don't like, a lot of people looking at some of this stuff, like, it's too tough. You don't just have to, like, all of a sudden go vegan
right
just the next day. Just cutting things out
exactly
it makes a huge difference.
It doesn't have to be drastic.
Makes a massive difference.
It really does. And you do feel better, you know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's good, and you don't need soda.
Right.
You know,
there's no nutrition
soda
in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know, your body.
That new one they got out?
Coca-Cola Life.
The green bottle, right? Or the green, like, logo I think they have.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I know that supposedly it has nutrients in it. It's supposed to be good for you. And it's made with some kind of healthier sugar.
Yeah.
But it's still sugar.
Yeah.
And there's still, like, no nutrition. I think that's pretty crazy that, you know, Coca-Cola is trying to go that direction with the, you know, healthy market. And,
well, it works.
But you know what? Every step in the right direction, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, we got to kind of count that as a win towards getting the world healthier.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get a big corporation like that. And I think we need to reach out to the Tim Mannion, you know.
The Tim Mannion. Oh, my.
And he's a marketing mastermind for Coca-Cola, is what we started telling people. He delivers. But,
yeah.
You know, I feel like off of this podcast, he'll end up getting, like, a higher-up job.
Yeah, right.
You know, in the near future. We'll have hundreds of thousands of people listening to podcasts knowing.
Exactly.
Know, the Tim Mannion.
Yep.
And
he's going places.
He's going places like a Kardashian, you know.
And,
exactly.
Commercial.
I was telling my brother about that and comparing Tim to a Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, is gonna know of him just because he's around these famous people.
Exactly.
And. And then he started laughing. He's like, it's funny because Tim actually knows a lot of people anyways. And, you know, so it kind of works out. But anyway, so we're looking to get him to be, you know, one of the marketing masterminds of Coca-Cola. So that way he can change things from the inside and turn it into a healthier perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to what I was saying with the every little bit makes a difference. You know, I've had some people who are interested in coming to work out,
mm-hmm.
but they want to come, you know, 4 days a week and only pay, you know, $50 a month.
Yeah.
And that doesn't equate mathematically for, you know, my overhead and what everybody else is paying, and I can't just give somebody special treatment. And it's like, you know, but then I say, you know, well, if you can do this, I'll do half hours. You know, we can do even one a week, you know, is a great way to start. But they think that if they can't go all in, that they shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
And every little bit will make a difference.
Yeah.
Even if you do it on your own, I don't care if you go to me, you know? Well, that's not my overall goal.
And that's the thing, too. I feel like the stuff that you do have people do, they could easily do it at home on their own, you know? I mean, it's not, I mean, learning it with you and learning the correct technique is, you know, the first part of it, but there's no reason someone can't do crunches at home.
Yeah.
You know, if they really, you know, like, stuff like that.
I think, you know, the benefits of going to a gym, though, is, you know, like you're saying, the technique and, learn how to do it correctly.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
If it's in a class, you know, setting, it's obviously going to be more enjoyable.
Yep.
Too. So.
Oh, absolutely. No, I definitely prefer it. Well, even like when I went, what was it, Monday, and Steve Nagel and Tony Signoli were there.
Yeah.
That was so fun because they're both, they have such a drive to work out, and it was like, it was a really fun class to go to because it is motivating. And for me too, being a girl, I can't like go in there and be like, well, I can't do what they're doing.
You were doing it. Yeah, you were doing it. You were flipping tires too.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And,
but it was fun. It's a challenge. And I feel like when you're in there with like-minded people, it makes such a huge difference, you know? Like,
yeah.
To be in there and be like, okay, this person next to me is doing it. I don't want to look like an idiot, or I don't want to look like...
Like I'm weak, or I'm quitting, you know?
Exactly, which it's so easy to do when you're working with somebody who just can come up with an excuse for why they can't do something. You know, like, there's always that person.
Yeah.
But it is, I feel like you're definitely more apt to find people who are more... Like, they wouldn't be there if they didn't want to work for it, you know?
Right.
So I think that is definitely a huge part of going to a class with you, you know, with both of you guys. Like, and you're both very good at motivating people. And
thank you.
It's fun, you know?
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you find it fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a key thing. Even if there's just an ounce of fun in it, you know, it's working out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be challenging.
Exactly.
So you're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways that we can make it fun, and I've learned a lot of things since you started too, which has been good, you know. Like, you definitely like to have people do the boxing stuff because that's, you know, your area, and that's
Jim
great.
Jim loves that.
and Jim loves it, and Doug likes it, and, you know, so I'm having all these people having their successes and enjoying it, and I mean, people seem to like flipping tires too. They seem to like dragging the heavy bag and being able to, you know, tell their friends like, "Oh, I dragged the heavy bag with Matt laying on top of it." and I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And that was something you did successfully too.
Yeah, it's another.
And that's the first time you ever dragged the bag in your life.
Yeah.
And you were like, "Oh, I'm not sure I can do it." And then I was like, "Well, do it without me first."
Yeah.
And then you did it. And then I was like, "All right, now do it with me." And then you did it.
Yeah,
like,
I think three times, right?
I think twice with you on
twice
it.
Twice with me on it. Yeah, two and three times overall.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
But, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And, we're going to get Katie dragging the bag with you next, you know, on Wednesday. So
right, I think she can do it.
I think she can, too.
She's scrappy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she probably weighs about the same as the bag. And with me laying on top of it would be a little bit
we'll
more. But I know she could do it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident in that.
Yeah.
And then I made Jess do it, too.
She was saying that.
I think I was laying on top of it at one point.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I wasn't.
I might have made her do it without it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But either way, she dragged the bag.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like something that's really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start doing it, you're like, "Oh, I can do this."
Yeah, exactly.
And you just got to break it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve Nagel was telling me about his wrestling coach when he was in high school, you know, would always say, "Don't think, because thinking causes brain damage." So we kind of, like, have been joking about that, and, you know, which makes sense. Like, you know, when you're wrestling, whatever, you know, boxing, whatever it may be, if you're taking the time to think too much and you're hesitating instead of just doing, you're going to be like, you're hesitating, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's when you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you're not going to push yourself as hard if you're taking the time to stop and think. Because once you start thinking, especially when it's something really difficult, I feel like those negative thoughts are going to just come in and you're going to start thinking negative thoughts.
Right.
And that, and then eventually you're just going to shut yourself down.
Yeah.
You know? But if you stop thinking and you just do what, you know, somebody's telling you to do, you'll do it. And so, yeah, I find that pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, let's go back to the successes. So Bree has dropped like 2 or 3 pant sizes since she started.
Oh, wow.
And she looks like, oh my God, she walked in yesterday and I couldn't believe it. Like night and day difference.
Awesome.
And so I'm just like, I'm happy to see all these people that are making a difference in their lives and getting healthier. And none of these people I really would have expected to stay more than like, you know, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, get super into it and then they just like go completely out of it.
Yeah.
But
which is easy to do. I mean, I feel like it's human nature, you know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And because everybody wants that instant gratification.
Exactly.
You know? And but I'm very thankful that everybody's been staying and, you know, like, you know, hard work and consistency will pay off.
Yeah.
And Barry Krieger, I think I've quoted him on this before, but he was saying that his goal is literally just to show up to class.
Yeah.
Because once he shows up to class, I'm going to take care of everything else.
Yeah.
And so all he needs to do is worry about getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that last time, he came in, you could see it on his face. He really didn't want to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was it Monday?
Or? Probably Monday, because he wasn't there Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Monday, it was him and Tim.
Yeah, so it's a Monday, too, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He got there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and he kept going with it.
Yeah.
And, so that was good that we get to have, you know, another Celebrity Fit class on Monday at 5 o'clock. We, Amy got to be part of our Celebrity Fit from the Who Cares podcast and the Benefit Your Life podcast.
Yeah, right.
So that was huge, you know, that you were willing to, you know, bring your local celebrityness to...
I wouldn't go that far.
And and outshine, you know, these nobodies.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Nagel.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Yeah, who is that guy?
Who's that guy?
He's
a wedding DJ.
Yeah. I, you know, it's pretty crazy. Like, a lot of people know who he is, and a lot of people know who Barry Krieger is around here. And, you know, there's some people that know Tony as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you go like 40 minutes outside of here, they're going to be like, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock 102? What is that? And it's just, it's crazy because I feel like I've accomplished all of this to make it happen. But then, like, you know, I meet somebody from farther away, like, that doesn't get that radio station. It's like, oh, well, you don't care that I train him. You don't know who the fuck he is.
No, exactly,
So I'm, like, just scratching the surface from where I want to be. And the potential is limitless. And we just got to find more and more ways to use this potential. And, I mean, I'm only getting older, so, you know, we kind of got to make this thing happen quick. But
getting older.
Yeah.
Shut up, Matt. 22.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I've had a lot of people in my life tell me that, like, you know, people who usually know my dad, you know, they're usually saying that, oh, this is the kid that's going to be a millionaire before he's 30. You know? So I just think that's pretty cool that it's kind of coming to fruition now. And fruition, I don't know if that's a word. I just kind of said that. Is that a word?
It's a, it, yeah. Okay. That's definitely a word, yeah. All right. It makes sense. I don't know about the millionaire part. I don't know how well you're doing.
Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire by 30. Okay. I have the potential, you know.
Of course, yeah.
You just got to have more wealth consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And wealth consciousness, for those of you who don't know, is like the more ways that you can think of on how to make yourself money, how to save yourself money, where your money is going out, where your money is coming in, you know, the better off you're going to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like over the past couple of years, I've gotten more and more wealth conscious, and I feel like I'm doing better and better at that,
mm-hmm.
at knowing how to save my money, you know, how to make more money, how to, you know, and the better that I can get at that, the more likely I am to reach my goal.
Yeah.
And I know I can reach my goal. In fact, like, I've already set a higher goal for myself that I want to be able to retire by 27.
Oh, geez.
And, yeah. But I want to do that, you know, ethically and by working hard. And I still want to, like, this is what my plan is I want to have enough where I can, you know, like, retire, and, you know, in quotations, retire,
yeah,
and be able to just go and give lectures and speeches, mm-hmm. and talk to people and still have, like, residual income coming mm-hmm. in. And, I mean, I'm going to work as hard as I need to make that happen. And, I mean, call me lazy, call me ambitious, whatever I am, I'm going to be retiring at 27. So, yeah, and then I can enjoy my 30s.
Yep.
And
I've kind of retired at 27 by quitting my job.
Hey, you go. Congratulations again.
But now I'm looking for a new one, so
well,
it's not really the same.
I'm sure you could retire. I mean, there's plenty of people on unemployment.
That is true. That is kind of the exact opposite of going for your goals, though. That's kind of just giving up.
And, yeah, right.
How is that giving up?
That's being a chicken.
You can use that money towards helping you, you know, pay your bills, stay alive. There, you know, there's people who are obese that collect unemployment, and they say they're too fat to work.
That's disability, usually.
Well,
but
I know they
can
get unemployment,
stuff.
Too.
Well, yeah, you can, I but, think,
yeah.
It's very easy to, generally, disability especially, it's pretty easy to get onto that if you find the right doctor.
Yeah.
Unemployment, you'd have to, like, your work, or where you worked has to approve that, usually, is my understanding.
Okay.
So, and like, if they lay you off, that's a different... Like, if they fired you, you can't collect unemployment. But if they lay you off, then you can collect unemployment.
Well.
So. But I don't want to be on unemployment anyway, either, because I don't need it right now. And I have a huge issue with people who abuse the system like that. Because then I'm taking money from you guys who work hard for it.
Right.
And I don't need to be collecting unemployment right now, so.
Yeah. We'll find you, Amy.
Yes. Exactly. Now you do. Uh-oh. This isn't my house. I broke into this house.
Oh, got it. That's why there's a picture of you and your husband right there.
Yeah, no, I just brought a few props to make it look like it's my house.
No, yeah. That makes sense.
That's the only thing in this room.
This is a really nice house, too. You know?
Oh, well, thank
really
you.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
So you did a good job at disguising it. Let me tell you. Good job with that.
Thank you.
But I know, like, there are a lot of people that, you know, collect unemployment and collect disability, and, you know, really, they just, I see a lot of people that just have negative mindsets.
Oh, for sure.
And I know, like, this is going to be something where it might sound like a generalization, I'm going to get a bunch of haters, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah,
all
don't
right?
care.
Just ignore me, okay? Well, actually, I'm going to ignore you if you're negative towards me. Not you guys. I know you're not going to. But I'm talking about the people who might listen. So there's people who I have come across in my life who just give themselves excuse after excuse after excuse, and they won't get themselves healthier with
mm-hmm.
every opportunity possible
mm-hmm.
you know, that I could give them. They won't get themselves healthier. And they keep collecting disability,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really want to be healthy. And they want people to, you know, almost give them attention for being sick.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, I don't know, I'm not a fan of it. I think that you can control the outcomes in your life. And I believe that, you know, you, if you can make better and better decisions, you know, in terms of health, in terms of, you know, money, in terms of happiness, you can be healthier, wealthier, and happier.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to let yourself do it, though.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be hard because you're so used to being on this one path. And you've been on that path so long that people, you know, people give you your attention that you're looking for. And you, you know, will do things to get more and more attention like that. And, yeah, so I don't know. But I believe you can design your life the way you want it to be. And you can control your thoughts. You can control your actions. And you shouldn't complain about being sick if you're doing things like not eating until, you know, 11 at night and then eating Twizzlers and M&Ms and all kinds of crap and, you know, feeling unhappy. Like, when, you know, you could eat apples, like, all throughout the day and you could drink water. And if you're not drinking water, you're not eating these foods that are going to help you get healthier, then... I mean, what, you want me to feel sorry for you for, you know, making bad decisions? Make your good decisions, you know? Why am I responsible for you making bad decisions? You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I got to get that thought off my mind because that person's been out of the gym for a few months now. So, yeah. But
you never want... Well, I wouldn't. I don't understand why you would want somebody like saying like getting attention. They seem like they want attention and people to notice that they're injured or sick or this or that. Like Jim, for example, he's got like serious issues with his lower back. I guess usually.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't mention it until like probably the fifth or sixth time he's been there.
Yeah, and he's I mean, I don't want to get into too much detail because remember we're like on a podcast, you know, people are listening. But but he has like a lot of stuff that has happened in his past that has caused him to be where he is right now.
Right.
You know, size wise, health wise, and he is overcoming all of that because he's choosing to get healthier. And that's someone else that I really like working with, you know. And then, like, I like working with you, and I like working with Jess because, like, you, everybody that I have right now, except for like maybe three people that I would be happy to get rid of, but I mean, I'm not going to mention them. are like so set on working towards their goals, and they. They don't want to give themselves excuses.
You can't. What's the point?
Would you rather be given attention for something that's positive as opposed to something that's negative, like being sick or being injured? That's what I was going to say before. I don't understand why you would want the attention for being like, feeling bad for you.
That's going to get way misinterpreted.
Misinterpreted.
I sound real smart.
No, I think it's easy too for people to fall into the, it's like, well, every time I complain about something, I get attention. So
right. Why not?
It is kind of like the unemployment thing too. Like, what's the incentive to get off of it?
Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, if, and that's the thing too. Like, I'm pretty sure the statistic I heard is 2% of people in the U.S. actually get off of unemployment once they go on it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, which is gross. Like, even anything under 75%, I feel like, or even I'll even say 50%.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like that's horrendous. Yeah. Like, because what is the incentive to go back to work, to contribute to society, to, you know,
there
do
is
all these things?
No incentive. And I actually, I want to tell this story because it just like shot up in my head right after you said that. I did this. It was a Chamber of Commerce breakfast, and Tony Signoli was actually the guest speaker there, which was pretty cool. And I'll get more into that part because he definitely like gave me some good advertising. But so you know, at the end, you know, there were all these political figures there, and like you know, Massachusetts political figures, nobody like Barack Obama or anything like that, you know. But so everybody was, you know, able to ask them questions, and there was this guy who was telling the story on. He had somebody that was working for him, and in his company, he usually paid, or well, not usually, he does. He pays for half of the health insurance for his employees, which is something most people do not do at all.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely, especially now, it's definitely tough to find companies that are willing to pay for that much.
Yeah. So he does that for his employees, and he had one guy that... stopped working for him for one reason or another, and then started collecting unemployment, and he was able to get better health insurance on unemployment for less money.
Yeah.
For less money.
Yeah.
To not work.
Yeah.
Like, we're giving people an incentive to not work by offering them better stuff and free money.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, the guy was, you know, how is that okay? You know, what are you going to do to change that?
Yeah.
And the politicians are, you know, all politicians about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, we're saving more money overall, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and then, you know, just completely changing it around.
Yeah.
And it's like, but how is that fair? You know, and, you know, I asked the guy, I said, how in your mind does that make sense to you? Because I have to work.
Yeah.
Everybody here has to work.
Yeah.
Everybody pays for their health insurance. But if I chose not to work, I would get better health insurance.
Yeah.
And I would get probably more money at this point.
Yeah.
You know? And then he, like, I don't know, completely turned it around on me. And
that's what they do.
And I'm like, I don't like what you're doing. You're that's not the question I asked at all.
Yeah.
And you're putting words in my mouth. And I'm like, I know I'm young, but I'm really not that stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, but anyways, after that, Tony Signoli told me I need to run for some kind of political office, which I've been, like, really back and forth on. But I don't know that I want to be on that side of things.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's probably harder to do what they do than I don't know.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
But I mean, I would definitely like. I would be fine being a mayor. You know, if I could run for mayor, I'll run for mayor.
Yeah, right.
And I know you can get, you know, some good cash. You know, like
that's true.
Like $60,000-$70,000 a year,
yeah.
And you don't have to pay taxes on stuff like certain stuff.
Yeah,
you know, you have to pay state taxes. And, I mean, I really don't...
Benefits are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even just being a city employee of certain places.
Oh, yeah.
You get insane benefits. And,
yeah.
You know, like, not a bad gig if you can get it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll run for office. Well, you know what? Let's do that. I'm going to run for mayor of Agawam, I guess. I'm not a resident of Agawam, so we'll have to figure that out. But I'm going to run for mayor of Agawam. I'm going to take Mayor Cohen's job, and we'll go from there. I'm going to get in touch with Tony Signoli and make it happen, I guess, because that would be some good money. And now that I have you at the gym, like, we can keep the gym going,
right.
And I don't have to worry, like, about my business shutting down because I'm busy trying to be a mayor, you know? And I can fix those potholes that, you know, we complain about every time we drive in any road in Agawam.
They're pretty
bad
in Agawam.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to text Tony Signoli, and I'm going to say, all right, I want to be mayor of Agawam. What steps do I need to take? And we'll get me on the ballot, and we'll go from there.
There you go.
But, so what I wanted to get to is the... So when I was at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast there, you know, I was even before, you know, arguing with politicians, there were all these companies like, well, actually, let me back it up even farther. I was there because I had done a mentorship program with Agawam High School,
mm-hmm.
and so I was teaching one of the kids about being a personal trainer, being a business owner,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this good stuff. So they got some kind of certificate of achievement or something, and so I went there for that. And when I was, like, registering for the event, there was a bunch of different options, and there was, like, you could sponsor the event, you know. And so there were people that sponsored the event at, you know, $250, at $500. There was a $750 option.
Oh, wow.
And there's this company in Agawam called OMG. I know they're on Shoemaker
uh-huh.
Lane. I have no clue what they do.
OMG?
OMG.
Okay.
But they were a $750 sponsor of that event.
Wow.
And I know that because they were the only ones that got to go up to the podium and talk.
Oh.
And, like, tell everybody about what they do. But I have no clue what they do.
Really?
And you know, so they pretty much paid $750 for everybody to be like, oh,
wondering
MG,
what they do.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. So he reads off all the sponsors of the events and, you know, reads from the script. And then he starts talking about how he gets to work out with me and Steve Nagel and Barry Krieger. And as he's doing this, I'm like, you know, getting my phone, getting ready to take a picture. And he's like, Matt, can you stand up for everybody? I'm taking a picture as he's saying that. And I'm like, yep, I'm standing up. and he, like, introduces me to everybody. And,
nice.
And you know, was saying all these good things about me and
that's
about
awesome.
My business. And I paid nothing.
Yeah.
You know, in sponsorship. So, I'm pretty sure everybody knew who I was compared to OMG, who
yeah.
paid a ton of money.
Right.
And then also, you know, the mayor of Agawam, he was, like, him and the mayor of West Springfield were doing this thing back and forth, you
mm-hmm.
know, about whose town was better or something.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about all these, you know, thriving businesses in Agawam and, you know, he mentions all these, you know, places, and he mentions my place.
Yeah.
And he's like, and guess what? They're all from Agawam. And he, like, looks at the, you know, West Springfield mayor. And, yeah. So, and then when I talked to the politicians, and then when
mm-hmm.
I asked, you know, some questions and whatever else, I mean, I feel like everybody was like, wow, who is this guy? Like, I never heard of him before today, but he's been mentioned, like, 6 times, you know? So...
That's awesome.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And another thing I definitely want to talk about, and this is, I don't know, more just like boasting myself, but I think it's pretty cool, is when I was first starting, I was having all these people telling me how I need to market my business, telling me, you know, how I need to dress, how I need to look, how
mm-hmm.
I need to this, that, you know, the other thing. And then once I started just, like, ignoring them and started just doing what I do,
mm-hmm.
that's when I've been the happiest and that's when I've been the
yeah.
most successful.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me I need to wear a suit. Like,
huh.
what? I'm a personal
yeah.
trainer for a reason, so I don't have to wear
yeah.
a suit all day, you know? But but they kept telling me, no, you're a business owner. When you go to business meetings, you need to wear a suit so that way you look professional. And I'm not trying to be a stockbroker, you know? But
yeah.
Anyway, so what I was getting to with that point was, like, you know, I had all these people who were telling me how to market, how to this, how to that, and now I have them coming to me and asking me for marketing advice,
yeah.
which I thought was just the craziest thing. And I had a number text me the other morning asking me if they should go to this LinkedIn free event, something, you know, so they can learn
mm-hmm.
how to make their page better.
Yeah.
And they asked me if it was a good idea, and I was like, well, for me, it's not worth going to because my business is all word of mouth,
yeah.
and I would much rather personally know people than have people, you know of me because of a LinkedIn page. Like, I'd rather
yeah.
people know me because they're not my client, you know, until after they know me.
Right.
They can't know of me and be a client at the same time.
Yeah.
So really, it's all just word of mouth and meeting more people.
Yeah.
Right. And it's all networking,
yep.
you know? But yeah, so I just thought that was pretty cool that I've been doing this for like a year and I'm having people who have been in it for a lot longer asking me for advice. especially after trying to tell me how to run my business.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Very nice.
And I don't know. I see it all coming together, all branching off.
Yeah.
So with the podcast, I mean, right now we're at like an hour 15, and I mean, we were just talking about how, you know, people don't want to listen to it when it's an hour long, but think about how much time you spend in your car, how much, you know, like, you're from Granville, you know, just like I am, and, you know.
Yeah, anything's far from Granville, so, like, the nearest grocery store is, like, a half an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Day and a half.
Yeah, or a day and a half.
By horse.
Yeah, by horse.
Yeah. I'll take my horse and buggy.
Yeah. Good of you to make it all the way to Springfield today, then.
Yeah.
And do it with Bart.
Yeah.
Coming to the X in your horse and buggy.
It was tough.
It was a far ride.
Yeah, we ran a few red lights, but
yeah. We actually did.
Really? Yeah. That's easy. Everyone else does around here, so.
Yeah, it's Springfield. So,
yeah, right.
You know, there's, in different towns, there's different laws. Different. You know,
different
laws that are followed.
Yeah.
If you feel like it too, you can just walk across the street whenever you want.
Yeah.
I love doing that too. Yeah. Just jet out the traffic.
No jaywalking?
No.
Ooh.
Crosswalks mean nothing to these people.
They take their life in their own hands.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You
just
definitely
jump right in front of a car.
Yeah.
And they're at fault.
No, they're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's everyone else's problem.
All right, so if somebody jumps in front of the car, you can just hit them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah. Hmm. But, so, anyways, yeah, I mean, yeah, we do once a week podcasts. You can find an hour a week to benefit your life, I would hope.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, some people don't want to benefit their lives, and that's okay, too, you know?
Well, even, like, with my podcast that we do, I've had so many of my friends are like, I just was cleaning and just put you guys on for one or two episodes,
insane,
you know?
Like,
I mean,
yeah. cleaning the room or something.
It makes it go by quicker, you know?
Yeah.
I do that all the time, you know? I'll just be putzing away on my computer and just throw a bunch of different podcasts on, and
yeah,
you know, it's a great way to pass the time and learn something, and it's like there's another person there, you know.
Yeah,
it's fun, you know.
Yeah, right. I've been listening to yours like when I'll cook or cleaning, you know, like there's so many opportunities where there's just, you know, silence that you can fill with something that's gonna, you know, give you a new perspective.
Exactly.
And it's always good to learn.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so let's call it for the podcast today. And I'm going to be running for a political office in the near future. So keep tabs on that.
Yep.
And I'm sure you'll hear from me. But let's make it happen.
Mayor Cohen.
Watch out, Mayor Cohen. I'm coming for you. Coming for you. First, I got to get an Agawam residence, but I'm coming for you after that. Yeah, I don't know much about him at all. He's been a nice guy to me so far, but I mean, we'll have to see how this political race goes through.
Exactly.
I was talking to my brother about how people have been telling me I should run for office, and he. And, you know, he started comparing it to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he's like, it's going to be like, you know, Charlie runs for mayor. And
for the mayor.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, he's comparing me to Charlie, which isn't necessarily good, but.
I don't know. Out of all of them, probably the most insulting, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's the only one with a conscience, though.
Yeah, that is true. He's the sweetest of all of them.
But unfortunately, he's not really smart enough to, you know, control any situations. But
he can kill a rat, though.
He can kill a rat. And he slings swords with his bare hands.
So there you go.
And, yeah, but... So, anyways, yep, running for mayor. Keep tabs on that, and I'm gonna get Tony Signoli to help me out, and I think I'm gonna actually make this come forth to fruition. And I'm using that word again. I've never used that word in my life. Today I've used it twice. Right, well. Fruition. So, yeah, that's it for the podcast. And tune in next week. Check us out on iTunes. We're going to get there. Right now we're on Podomatic, but I'm sure you know that because you're already listening. So, yeah, and BeFitMA.com. Sponsors again, Mike Woodwork, Mike Bergen Woodwork, Kangen Water, and, of course, BeFit. And let us know how we can benefit your life. Get in touch.